you were growing like something out in a field, it would be called a what?
Crop.
Okay. What would you call a crop that comes out without cultivation? You would just say it comes up what? Would you say volunteer?
Yeah.
Is that what people say in this area? What are some of the local trees that are growing in this area? You mentioned
we have quake and asp, and we have evergreens. We have Engelmann spruce and Scotch pine, Jack pine, ponderosa pine. We have lots of pine, different kinds. We have bristlecone pines up on the top of Leavenworth Mountain, and they're very rare in the United States. We have some that they think are about 1,000 years old.
They haven't been cut?
No, never been cut. They're only like 6 or 8 feet tall, and they're real twisted and very interesting. Mm.
The first tree you mentioned, you quaking...
quaking asp.
Is that the same thing as an aspen?
Yeah, it's the same thing as an aspen.
Just that cause of the leaves,
yeah.
The way the leaves
are. Yeah, because
they
quiver.
Okay. What do you call a bunch of trees that are growing together?
Forest.
Okay. Would you ever call it a grove?
Yeah. Okay. Grove of quake and asp.
Okay.
Grove of aspen.
So use that mostly with an aspen or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Uh-huh.
You don't have any sycamore here, do you?
No.
Okay.
No, they won't grow here.
Okay.
Elm don't grow here. Birch. We have water birch, but it's not like the birch that you have in Laurel Alley trees.
Pronounce sycamore for me.
Sycamore.
Okay. Now, you mentioned around your house, what would you call all those bushes and things you have around your house?
Shrubbery.
Okay. Or is there a short word for that? Would you ever call it just...
Shrubs.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind do you grow or you have?
Mine aren't growing. I'm trying to grow juniper, but they're not doing very good. We have yellow roses and lilac bushes. And
okay.
We have a pretty tree that's called a flowering locust. It has thorns, big, long thorns on it, and purple blossoms. They're not deep like lilac, but they're a lavender, and they fade out to almost white, and they're very pretty.
Mm.
In fact, they're in bloom right now. If you drive around town, you might see some.
I think I already have.
And they have the wide leaves like deciduous, is that the word I want? Deciduous trees,
okay.
As opposed to pine needles, you
yes.
know.
Okay. And are there any cactus that grow in this area?
Just very few. We have, what do they call it, a sand lily. It's a member of the cactus family. And we have a little barrel cactus, and the biggest one I've ever seen is about 3 inches across at the most. And they have little pink blossoms on them.
Oh.
Very pretty.
Oh. Sound beautiful. And any kind of weeds that are really predominant in this area?
Oh, wow.
Just wondering, like thistles or...
Yeah, we have... I don't think they call them thistles here, but I think they're the same as what they call thistles in Missouri. They grow about 2.5 feet tall, and they have big purple balls on them.
Mm. Mm.
And they're some kind, they're a member of the cactus family,
mm.
but I don't know what they call them.
Okay. That's the most predominant thing.
Uh-huh.
Though.
And we have a lot of wild clover and alfalfa, and, what they call wire grass.
Mm.
It's a grass. It's a member of the grass family, but you can't cut it with a lawnmower. It just is like wire.
Yeah. Just real tough.
Just real tough.
Mm-hmm. Any other kind of creeping brushes or vines that are really?
Oh, we have pussy willows and buck brush. About all I can think of it.
Could you tell me the names of some of the local streams in this area, as many as you can think of? Just
This is Clear Creek. This is North Clear Creek.
Is that how the county gets its name?
Uh-huh.
From this
uh-huh. This is South Clear Creek. North Clear Creek's over by Empire. The one that comes down where Georgetown gets their water supply is Leavenworth Creek.